The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to your options for Pearl Jam tickets, I'm going to tell you the one place that you're going to want to be tomorrow, Rockaholics. It is at Aurora Borealis in Shoreline for the Pearl Jam Pajama Jam. I don't think there's anybody giving away more Pearl Jam tickets than the Daily Mix show tomorrow.
All morning long, your last chance at winning tickets to see Pearl Jam next week. Two sold-out shows that they're doing at Climate Pledge Arena.
So bring your pajamas, have some breakfast, sip on a breakfast beverage, and try to win some Pearl Jam tickets, Rockaholics. We'll see you at Aurora Borealis from 6 to 10 tomorrow morning. All the info at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
To be Mix. I know Stephanie from Woodinville is. Stephanie, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Stephanie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. What does the media company CNN stand for?
Central Nation News.
No.
Skip.
Who co-stars alongside Ryan Reynolds in the upcoming movie Deadpool and Wolverine?
Skip.
Honey, Spicy Brown, and Hot are all types of what?
Mustard.
Correct. What band had the albums Keep the Faith and These Days?
Faith No More.
No.
Skip.
Billings and Missoula are cities in what U.S. state?
Montana.
Correct. The Canadian $2 coin is sometimes called what?
Toonie.
Correct. What is Baby Yoda's real name?
Skip.
N is the symbol for what chemical element?
Nitrogen.
Correct. How many strings does a typical mandolin have?
6.
No. Stephanie, you got 5 correct. And you got to all the questions. So halfway.
And she skipped when she didn't know. That's like, you know,
yeah,
strategy number one.
Do you think she's going to win?
It's a good question. I don't know. You know, I like to always be on the side of the rockaholic. But there's some in there I think.
I'm a rockaholic too.
You are. That's true.
So when I,
like
when
OG.
Yeah. Why are you anti me?
I just, you know, I like to see the wealth be shared a little bit. And right now, how many wins do you have? 137?
137.
Only 34 losses.
138, maybe.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. What does the media company CNN stand for?
Cable News Network.
Yes. Who co-stars alongside Ryan Reynolds in the upcoming movie Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh, crap. Hugh Jackman?
Wow, yes. Nice. Honey, Spicy Brown, and Hot are all types of what?
Spice Girls.
No.
Mustard.
Correct. What band had the albums Keep the Faith and These Days?
John Bon Jovi.
Correct. Billings and Missoula are cities.
Montana.
In white. Yes. The Canadian $2 coin is sometimes called what?
A loony.
No.
Oh, a toonie?
Yes. What is Baby Yoda's real name?
Oh, is it like Grogu?
It is Grogu.
What?
N is the symbol for what chemical element?
Nitrogen?
Yes. How many strings does a typical mandolin have?
4.
No.
5.
No.
7.
No.
8.
Yes.
Damn it.
Even if you got that one correct, you would have got a perfect 10.
Ah.
But you didn't, so you only got 9, but that's still a win, 9-5. Sorry, Stephanie.
That's all right. Amazing job, Mix.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
Very kind.
That was pretty good.
That's good sportsmanship, by the way, to congratulate you afterwards.
It is. So I will congratulate you as well.
Thank you.
And you, I'm upset you didn't get a perfect 10, though.
I know. Why'd I go with an odd number?
I have no idea.
That was a stupid guess.
It was. I'm
very disappointed in myself. But you know what? I got to point the finger inward. It was my fault. Oh, wow. Nobody else's.
Taking responsibility.
Yeah.
Owning up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yeah. I mean, who else am I going to blame?
Taryn.
True.
Yeah, I can blame Taryn for
you
the lack
blame
of
me.
Faith.
That's fine.